B-Pod Studios.
Today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
It's a Talkin' Rock podcast. Stay with my special guest, frontman for the band Papa Roach, Jacoby Shaddix. We talk about their previous album, Crooked Teeth, and the success of that had, as well as their upcoming album. Special guests, what inspired writing? What was different this time around?
We've never written and recorded an album during the summertime. We always write and record during the winter for some reason.
We talk about playing some of these songs live in their live show, which is just so energetic. Jacoby also tells me about his sobriety, which is almost at its 7-year mark.
I felt like my clock was ticking, you know. I mean, obviously, we're all going to go, you know, but I just don't want to go before my time. I got so much more to do and so much more to say. And
Papa Roach still going strong here in 2019, and its frontman, Jacoby Shaddix, is my guest today on Talkin' Rock.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me on the Talkin' Rock podcast. If this is your first time listening, of course, go back and check out some of the previous ones. We had John 5 from Rob Zombie was my guest on the last one. We've had Johnny Chow this year from Stone Sour already in 2019. And speaking of great bass players, David Ellison started the year off. So if you get a chance, check those out. Subscribe as well. Give this a 5-star rating. Write a review. I do appreciate those. Hey, coming up in the second half of the podcast, say it's rock news. And we talk with our friend Al Beck. He's got news on the Incarceration Tour, Metallica, more news about Megadeth, as well as kind of an interesting story about the guys from Nickelback revolving around Vinnie Paul, and something that really kind of struck a chord with me. So we'll get to that here coming up in just a few. In the meantime, the new record from Papa Roach drops this coming Friday, January 18th. It's called Who Do You Trust? Their 10th studio album, and Jacoby's always great to talk to, and they contacted me yesterday and asked me if I wanted to talk to him for a few minutes. I said, absolutely. He's always welcome. Welcome on my podcast, on my airwaves as well. He's a super good guy, and I couldn't say enough good things about him. So without further ado, it's Jacoby Shaddix today on the Talkin' Rock podcast.
Hey, what's up, dog? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Last time we saw you guys here in Detroit, you guys were throwing axes and pretty damn good at it, too.
Yeah, that was a great time, man. I remember that. I look back fondly on that moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of probably one of those things we're not on tour where you're trying to fill your time with something that's good for you and healthy, and throwing axes is probably one of those things, right?
most definitely. I think I FaceTimed my son while we were throwing axes, and he's like, oh my God, Dad, that's sick.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We got to do that with more bands when they come through. Hey, before we get into the new record here, I just wanted to touch base on Crooked Teeth, man. I was listening to it again today before talking to you, and personally for me, I think it's the best Papa Roach record. Did that record kind of exceed your expectations, do you think?
Most definitely. I think we went in with the intention of reinventing the band in a sense, and really starting to like try to put ourselves back in our own lane again. And there's definitely some original styles and sounds on that record. And when we got done with that one, we knew that when we were going to do another record, we wanted to work with the same team. So we went back in for our new album, Who Do You Trust, and worked with the same producers. And not try to recreate the same thing by no means, but kind of keep going down that rabbit hole, keep going down that path of creativity. And so, yeah, man, I appreciate your love for the album Crooked Teeth, man. It's one of my faves as well.
Yeah, it's really good. And of course, it spawned a lot of radio singles. And I mean, you guys played it live in concert. Some of the tracks, four or five of the songs, it just went over. Every track went over so great. And one of the songs I was listening to again today has always reminded me of Detroit a little bit, was Sunrise Trailer Park. It almost reminds me a little bit of like Detroit Rock City meets Stan from Eminem. All sorts of Detroit stuff wrapped up in there.
Totally. Yeah, dude, that's awesome, man. That's a standout track from that record. And it was cool because we were able to get Machine Gun Kelly on that track, which was great. He's a good friend of mine. And to be able to have that feature and that style on that track is, it's a great one. Fans should definitely go check that one out.
Yeah, he's actually playing Tommy Lee coming up in the dirt. You haven't seen any excerpts of that, had you?
Nah, man. We're managed by the same people that manage Motley. And so I'm sure I'll be able to see a pre-release here soon enough. I'm sure they're going to be having some parties around the movie. So, but I'm excited about that, and I'm stoked for my boy MGK on that level, because that's And I heard he did a great job as well, so stoked for him.
Now, you're talking about him, of course, on the last record. Is there any special guest coming up on the new album that drops on Friday?
Yeah, man, we have a special guest of all the multiple personalities inside my head. Yeah, dude, it's like all the voices in my head appear on this album. And, yeah, so we actually don't have any guests on this album. It's all Papa Roach. And I think after the last album, we had a great time having guests on, and we were just like, you know what, this one, it's just all about us on this record.
Mm-hmm. Now, outside of throwing axes, what might have inspired the writing on this album?
Well, first and foremost, I must go back to the axe throw. Nah, man, for us, it's life, man. And life just keeps coming at you like a freaking curveball. And, you know, just when you think you got it figured out, your head above water, it's like some other trial or tribulation comes around and challenges us. And so I choose to put that stuff in the music. It gives me sanity. And then also, we've never written and recorded an album during the summertime. We always write and record during the winter for some reason, just because of the touring cycles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so that, I believe, had an effect on the recording of this record. We took in, we were in North Hollywood, and we ordered in 2 tons of sand and had it dumped in the parking lot so we could have a beach in the parking lot. And we spent a lot of time outside on our beach with acoustic guitars and, you know, sitting around a fire and writing riffs and just kind of doing it a little bit of a different way. And it really proved to have a different, I guess, vibe to the record. There's a lot more stuff that's in a major key, so it's got a little bit more of an uplifting sound at times, and that's exciting to kind of take turns like that and, you know, have a record that really takes you on a journey. And this one, I'd say, definitely does.
Well, that's the thing with Crooked Teeth too, is that it was like, it wasn't really one flavor, it was a multitude of flavors, which I think really makes that record stand out like that. I probably know the answer to this question, but there's got to be songs you write and you're like, man, I cannot wait to play this in front of people. This one's going to kill live, right?
Oh man, totally. Every time we do that, you know, for Crooked Teeth, when we played, when we wrote the song Crooked Teeth in particular, that was one of those where like, oh, this is going to be great live. Or Born for Greatness, you know, that's another one of those, oh, this is going to slam live. And as far as this new record goes, we're actually, we've been in rehearsals and working up some of the new songs. And it's fun to learn, you know, because we write them in the studio. So it's fun to go back and learn how to perform them as a band together. And these things, the new songs are feeling really good. We went out and did a run and we're playing Who Do You Trust and Renegade Music off the new record, and fans are really feeling this new stuff, and so it makes for an exciting show.
You know, one of the things I always notice whenever I see you guys play live, you guys were here in Detroit with Nothing More, you know, like that, like we're just talking about, is that, you know, I'm just so glad for you that you got clean and sober and you put on such a great, energetic show, because you couldn't have done that without that, right?
Yeah, man, that's probably one of the best decisions I made in my life. You know, one of the biggest changes is putting down the bottle. You know, I'm coming up actually in February on 7 years of not, you know, partying and drinking. And for me, that's like, it saved my life. Honestly, I don't think I would still be doing this if I stayed partying. You know, you hear these stories, these tragic stories about these rock and rollers dying at such a young age, and I felt like my clock was ticking. You know, I mean, obviously we're all going to go, you know, but I just don't want to go before my time. I got so much more to do and so much more to say, and, you know, like I want to be doing this for a long time. I want to be a grandpa, you know, like I got all these other things I want to do with my life, you know, that take time. I need it.
Yeah, I was going to say, now you got kids and stuff, now you're not just living for yourself as you were when, you know, Infest came out.
Yeah.
So
totally, man. I was just young and reckless.
Yeah, speaking of that, final thing here for you, because I'm running out of time, but I mean, it's 2019. You got to look back and just be amazed at how well Papa Roach is doing. I mean, did you see this coming? Are you surprised how well you guys are doing? Is this what you expected? I mean, tell me your thoughts on that.
I mean, you know, first and foremost, we're living in the future. It's crazy, right? I'm thinking about this, like, back in the day, I'm thinking 2019, I'm like, that just seems so far away. And then in a blink of an eye, here we are, and we're still doing it. And I will say this, it was very intentional from the beginning. Our first full-length record we put out as an independent band was called Old Friends from Young Years. And that's what our intention was. We were like, man, we want to be old friends from young years. And here we are, you know, 20-plus years later, and we're still making music together. We're still friends. We've been friends since we were kids. And it's trippy how it's all working out, you know. And it's just a lot of hard work, a lot of creativity, a lot of passion, and a lot of conviction. And a lot of love from the fans, man, because that's the fuel for the fire.
There you go. Well, Jacoby, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for being so good to us here in Detroit and WRIF over the years. So we'll see you guys here in August with Asking Alexandria and Bad Wolves. And, of course, the record drops on Friday the 18th, your 10th album. And good luck, man.
Most definitely, man. Appreciate the love. We love y'all in Detroit. We love the riff. We appreciate all the love you guys have given us over the years as well, man. So look forward to seeing you guys out there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
There you have it, Jacoby Shaddix right here on the Talkin' Rock podcast. Looking forward to checking out that record. Like I said, I listened to the Crooked Teeth album again today, which is pretty cool. And these records are so short, you just throw them on and you're done in like 40 minutes.
Yeah, you know? Crooked Teeth is a great record. I mean, all the singles have been really good. So
yeah.
I mean, when I found out that Papa Roach had a new album on the way, I was like, I really want to hear this. I'm pretty stoked for it.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's like I was talking about, it's like, the Crooked Teeth had this meaning, that, you know, not everybody's perfect. There's inconsistencies, imperfections.
Well, except
everybody.
For us.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of Crooked Teeth, well, that's me and not you. But anyways, rock news today. The first story that you have here, I actually brought up to you, and I wanted to talk about it. But go ahead.
Yeah, it's a little heavy. It's kind of offering some insight into the last, I guess, what it would be about decade or so of Vinnie Paul's life, you know. And it's actually an interview with Nickelback's bassist, Mike Kroeger. And they knew the Abbott brothers pretty well. And he basically said that Vinnie Paul pretty much didn't want to be alive anymore after witnessing Dimebag's murder, which, if you recall, when Dimebag was killed, I mean, it was a damage plan show. And so it happened right in front of Vinnie Paul. Mm-hmm. And in this interview, Mike just explained that it's just a thing witnessing his brother's death. He never got over it, and it just never really found, even doing the stuff with Hell Yeah or whatever, he just wasn't able to, you know, kind of cope with that horrible experience he had had.
Yeah, I always thought the same exact thing. And look, I didn't know Vinny as well as those guys did, but, you know, you'd talk to Vinny and stuff, and there was this thing that just something was missing. It was like, you know, it was like when a twin dies or something like that. You know, there's just something missing from that person.
Well, yeah.
I always got that vibe from VP.
I mean, those two guys, they grew up together, they worked together. I mean, they were so close. And even, you know, we're talking about the bassist from Nickelback. Remember, they did that song Side of a Bullet.
Right.
That was about Dimebag's murder. And there's even that line in there, like, you know, his brother watched you do it.
Yeah.
You know, which is obviously referring to Vinnie Paul being behind the drums when Dime was killed.
Yeah, and they used some of Dime's outtakes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Vinnie Paul told me one time in an interview they had all sorts of outtakes from Dimebag.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe we'll see the light of the day, you know, sometime down the road. But I remember, like, I texted him the one day I bought that Dime Vision rare, you know, a record store day thing and stuff, and he texted me back right away. He's like, "Oh, thank you," and with the prayer hand emoji thing and stuff. And it always kind of, it was just kind of that thing, man. It's like I said, I don't know him as well as those guys did, but I always got that feeling from him. You know,
that is a good song too. That Side of a Bullet, you know, talking about Nickelback and his relationship with them, and Dime. You know, Nickelback, let's face it, can be a polarizing band. You know, people love them, they hate them, whatever.
Right.
But that was the thing. Dimebag just loved to play. And he didn't care. He played with anybody. So, I mean, there's outtakes for Pantera, for Damage Plan, playing with Nickelback. It's all sorts of stuff, you know.
Well, I saw Nickelback years ago, and I can't remember if this was before or after Dime had been killed. But those guys started they started cranking up the riff for Walk. And what's his name? Chad was he had like these plastic cups filled with beer, and he would throw them. Remember the jarts years ago?
Yeah.
He would throw them like jarts out into the crowd, like just like 20 of them, and people would catch them and stuff. something. They're doing that while he's throwing this out. It was cool, man. So those guys really love the Pantera guys.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Anyways, I wanted to get that story out there because I tell you, I read that story and I'm like, yeah, I can see that for sure.
Absolutely. Well, kind of putting things on a little bit more of an uptick. We've been talking about new stuff from Megadeth on the way, and some people were maybe a little bit bummed out when they found out that the next release from Megadeth is actually going to be a greatest hits album.
Yeah, but you know, David Ellefson was on the pod, you know, a couple episodes back talking about the new record and they're working on the whole thing.
Yeah,
so,
that's
right.
So that's the thing that why we're bringing this up to remind you that yes, Warhead on Foreheads is
I love that.
I know it makes me laugh every time. That's the new greatest hits album coming out March 22nd, featuring 35 remastered tracks selected by Dave Mustaine himself. But yes, they are working on an all new album. It's not the new release. They are working on a new album. And as you mentioned, we had David on the podcast not that long ago. You can still download that from your various podcast outlets. But talking about the new album, the way they're writing this thing, Meltdown, is they're really going back and looking over riffs that they have written and collected over the entire career of Megadeth. I mean, Dave Mustaine says that he's pulling up stuff that he wrote on paper. He's got recordings that he's done as far back as a Ghetto Blaster. They're just revisiting the entire career. So they say it's going to be a little bit different approach from the way that they've done things in the past. But he's saying that this new Megadeth record is going to be a lot heavier than Dystopia was, which sounds great to me because Dystopia was really good, I thought.
Yeah, Dystopia was great. And, you know, I'm trying to think, have they ever put a greatest hits record out? I'm trying to think. I don't think they have.
I believe they have. They had a box set that they put out too. I remember having a box set.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. I've kind of gone on this Megadeth kick lately.
Yeah,
I just had Euthanasia. It's in my CD player right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah, good stuff, man, from the guys from Megadeth. And when I was talking with David Ellefson, I saw that bass story. If you get a chance to see that, definitely take that up. But his bass tone is so awesome. Mm. So yeah, really cool. But you got some other news as far as tours are concerned too, eh?
That's right. Another festival being announced. We've got the Incarceration Tour for 2019, featuring headliners like Shinedown, Godsmack, Five Finger Death Punch, and many more on this bill as well. So it's a really, really good lineup. Looking at July 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Ohio State Reformatory, which is also known as Shawshank Prison. That's in Mansfield, Ohio.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's like this thing was kind of like a little bit of like, I don't want to say underground bands, but it wasn't as popular as this is now. This year. So these guys are really putting all their chips on the table.
I mean, there's a lot of bands. Seether's also on there. Skillet, I Prevail, Red Sun Rising. So there's a lot of bands on this bill. And that's only naming a few, Meltdown. There's a lot more.
Yeah, Mansfield, Ohio. Is that like mid-state somewhere?
I'm not sure.
I'll have to look. I'll have to use the Google machine on that one.
Yeah.
This whole internet thing.
Yeah, the only way I know around Ohio is out.
Ouch.
I'm kidding.
His name is at Al Beck Radio.
That's right.
Your anti-Ohio stuff. Anyways, yeah, so that's pretty cool. That's the middle of July then. And finally, we got some Metallica news, sort of.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't know, man. I could go for a cold one. I don't know about you, Meltdown. But Metallica has actually teamed up with a brewer, Stone Brewing, to announce their new beer. The Metallica beer called Enter Night, which is a pilsner. It says it's launching in the U.S. now. Internationally, it's going to be this spring, which I was looking for that in this story to see where it would be available, because every time some band comes out with a wine or a beer, it's always like available in Australia.
Yeah, right.
You know, you have to go to Europe to get it. It's like, oh, what the hell? But no, available in the U.S.
You know, I always thought that was a little bit hypocritical. It's like, you know, these guys, most of them now are sober and stuff, and they've gone through their alcohol days. Now all of a sudden it's like, okay, we're done here. Now you have it.
Yeah,
here,
exactly.
With our name on it.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, I'm always torn about that kind of stuff, you know, like, you know, Lemmy, like I think Jack Daniels did a special thing for Lemmy. I mean, you know, he drank Jack Daniels right up to the end. Right.
Yeah.
I already switched to orange juice and vodka because it made him feel healthier.
Right.
You know, but anyways, like that kind of stuff, you know, but as far as, you know, I'm pretty sure James, while he's sober, I don't know about Lars and the rest of the guys, but, you know, it's kind of weird. I got my Master of Puppets watch.
Nice.
Yeah,
like
there
that.
You go.
Nice.
So, along with my shirt, see?
Hey, all right.
Matching shirt. Look at that. I'm theme dressing today here on the pod. So anyways, there you go. At Al Beck Radio, right?
That's right.
All your stuff at Meltdown WRIF on Twitter and Facebook and the whole thing, Instagram, WRIF Meltdown. And, I've got some guitar players already. I've already done interviews with these guitar players. players. I got Rich Robinson coming up from the Magpie Salute, and also Neil Morris, kind of a prog rock guitar player that we're going to have here coming up on the podcast within the next week. Neil's got that new record that drops on the 25th, so I'm really looking forward to hearing that. I guess it's like 2.5 hours long. I think it's got two or three vinyl albums that come with this thing. So we'll talk to him and all that kind of stuff. Of course, you can leave us a voicemail as well, 248-586-2988. And thank you so much for checking out Talkin' Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.